Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will unlock the book The Fifth Agreement by Miguel Ruiz. In a world filled with conflicting beliefs, societal expectations, and self-imposed limitations, finding a sense of peace and inner freedom can often feel like an elusive dream. However, in the profound and eye-opening book, The Fifth Agreement by Miguel Ruiz, a captivating blueprint for personal growth and transformation unfolds. Imagine a moment in your life when you held back from expressing your true thoughts and emotions, fearing rejection or judgment. Perhaps you found yourself conforming to societal norms or succumbing to the pressure of fitting into a predetermined mold. Have you ever stopped to consider the immense power that lies within our words, thoughts, and agreements? The Fifth Agreement delves into the heart of ancient Toltec wisdom, providing readers with an invaluable opportunity to challenge deeply ingrained beliefs and shift their perspective towards a life of authenticity and limitless possibility. Setting out to explore the unspoken agreements we make with ourselves and others, Ruiz presents a profound pathway to personal liberation and genuine connection. Using poignant examples, Ruiz paints a vivid picture for readers, one that empowers and compels individuals to reevaluate their current way of being. Take, for instance, the story of Emily, a young woman who has spent her whole life feeling inadequate and unworthy. From childhood experiences to societal conditioning, she had accepted an agreement within herself that she was not enough, not smart enough, not attractive enough, simply not deserving of love and happiness. Through Ruiz's teachings in The Fifth Agreement, Emily discovers the monumental impact of her self-imposed limitations. She learns that these agreements she made throughout her life were never based on truth, but rather on the fear of rejection and the desire to adhere to societal norms. This newfound awareness awakens a flame within Emily, igniting a desire for profound inner transformation. As readers immerse themselves in the pages of The Fifth Agreement, they will be encouraged to reflect on their own lives and contemplate the agreements they have unknowingly adopted. Ruiz encourages individuals to question the authenticity of their beliefs, for it is within this questioning that true liberation lies. By breaking free from the limitations of these ingrained agreements, individuals acquire the gifts of self-love, acceptance, and an unwavering belief in their own worthiness. The Fifth Agreement serves as a roadmap to personal liberation, empowering readers to challenge the way they communicate, not only with others, but also with themselves. Ruiz guides individuals towards mastering the art of impeccable word, creating a life filled with joy, abundance, and harmonious relationships. By transcending the limitations of fear and stepping into a place of love, readers will experience a profound shift in their perception of themselves and the world around them. In summary, The Fifth Agreement by Miguel Ruiz beckons readers to embark on an enlightening journey of self-discovery and personal awakening. Through captivating storytelling and profound teachings, Ruiz shares timeless wisdom to break free from the shackles of self-imposed limitations and transform our lives. This extraordinary book serves as a guiding light, inspiring individuals to embrace their authentic selves, speak their truth, and create a reality steeped in love and harmony. In the subsequent text, we will explore the top three crucial concepts presented in this book. 1. Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity and use the power of your words to create love and happiness in your life and in the lives of others. 2. Don't take anything personally. Realize that what others say and do is a projection of their own reality, not a reflection of your worth or value. 3. Don't make assumptions, ask questions, and have the courage to express what you really want, need, and how you feel to avoid misunderstandings and conflicts. In addition to relationships, being impeccable with our word also extends to how we communicate with ourselves. Our inner dialogue plays a significant role in shaping our self-image and overall well-being. If we constantly criticize ourselves or engage in negative self-talk, we are essentially using our words to create unhappiness and insecurity within ourselves. Now, let's consider the second takeaway from the fifth agreement. Don't take anything personally. This agreement reminds us that other people's actions and words are not a reflection of our worth or value. We are not responsible for how others choose to perceive or treat us. Taking things personally often leads to unnecessary suffering and can even damage our relationships. To further elaborate on this point, imagine a scenario where a friend cancels plans at the last minute. Instead of automatically feeling hurt or offended, Kathleen, our protagonist, reflects on the second agreement and chooses not to take it personally. She understands that her friend's cancellation is likely due to unforeseen circumstances or personal reasons beyond her control. Kathleen resists the urge to make assumptions or jump to conclusions, avoiding unnecessary conflict and emotional turmoil. Instead, she responds with empathy and understanding, offering support to her friend if needed. By not taking the cancellation personally, Kathleen preserves her own emotional well-being and maintains a positive attitude towards her friendship. This example highlights how not taking things personally allows us to cultivate emotional resilience and maintain healthier relationships. When we choose not to internalize the actions or words of others, we free ourselves from unnecessary suffering and create space for compassion and understanding. The third key takeaway from the book is don't make assumptions. This agreement encourages us to seek clarity and ask questions rather than assuming we know the intentions or thoughts of others. Making assumptions often leads to misunderstandings and can create unnecessary tension and conflict in our relationships. To further illustrate this point, let's consider a workplace scenario. A team member, Lisa, notices that her colleague, David, has been consistently arriving late to meetings. Instead of assuming that David is lazy or disrespectful, Lisa chooses to practice the third agreement and seeks clarification. Lisa approaches David with empathy and curiosity, asking if there is a specific reason for his tardiness. David explains that he has been dealing with personal family issues that have been causing him to have difficulties with time management. Through this conversation, Lisa gains a deeper understanding of David's situation and suggests ways they can work together to accommodate his needs while ensuring that meetings start on time. By avoiding assumptions and seeking clarification, Lisa not only maintains a harmonious relationship with David, but also contributes to a supportive and inclusive work environment. This example showcases how the third agreement allows us to foster understanding and build stronger connections by respectfully and genuinely seeking the truth. In conclusion, The Fifth Agreement by Miguel Ruiz provides invaluable wisdom for leading a fulfilling and joyful life. By focusing on being impeccable with our word, not taking things personally, and avoiding assumptions, we can create a profound positive impact on our relationships, our self-worth, and our overall well-being. These agreements empower us to foster love, happiness, and understanding, both in our lives and the lives of those around us.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.